Case number 10431, Anna Schaefer, southeast of Savannah Road, 240 feet northwest of Woodland Avenue, being lot 9. A variance from the minimum lot size and lot width for a parcel.
Names and addresses, please.
My name is Anna Schaefer, 1402 Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay.
David Hurst, 1404 Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
He's going to speak for me.
That's very fine. If you would start them at the opposite end, we'll mark them for you.
My name is David Hurst. I am Ann Schaefer's son-in-law, next-door neighbor, and I'm very familiar with her request. And she has asked me to speak on her behalf. If you look at the plot plan that's being handed out to you, she owns the parcel of land that includes the letters A and C and B, which kind of makes a J shape, if you will. It's her intention to subdivide the section labeled C into a separate lot and sell that lot. The problem is when she does so, property B be cut off there, and that piece of property, property B, does not meet minimum square footage, nor does it meet the required lot width. However, the subdivision on the line indicated there between B and C is the natural, normal place to divide, and lot B would be the same size as lot 25 right next door. That is her request.
Is there anything on the property at the present time?
Yes. Lot B has a rental house on it. Lot C has a rental unit and a duplex rental unit. So B and C together have three structures on them.
And nothing on A?
A is her property, so she has her home on it as well as some outbuildings.
And they've all been there then for a significant period of time?
Her property, her home is from the 40s. All of them? Okay. 40s and 50s, all of them, yes.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burtman?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? And Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair will call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we take case number 10431 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10431 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case also has been taken under advisement tonight. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Case number